So you mentioned the, you know, really practice changing data that was presented at ASCO, that Purdue study with adjuvant FOLFIRINOX. So I see you have this case you brought in, this 78-year-old man, and I'm really curious about the discussions that you had with him about what option to take. Can you talk about how he presented?
Yeah, so, you know, this is a little different than the first case I presented because it's a much older gentleman. Now, he was still well enough to undergo surgery, which tells you one thing. You know, sometimes we worry about how someone can handle chemotherapy. But in this case, this gentleman went straight away to surgery because he had a localized tumor, no vascular involvement, and actually made a decent recovery. And so we discussed the role of adjuvant therapy just sort of in general. And what I usually tell patients is there is a chance that you may be cured with just the surgery by itself, but we know that we can improve those odds by giving a six-month course of chemotherapy. Now, the choice of chemotherapy obviously is going to very much depend on patient's age, performance status, comorbidities, and just how aggressive they want to be with treatment. So that can really range from single-agent gemcitabine, which we ultimately gave this gentleman, all the way to FOLFIRINOX. Now, that FOLFIRINOX, which is a modified FOLFIRINOX regimen in that Prodigy study, again, in the great results seen, keep in mind that those are really, again, sort of the upper echelon of patients in terms of being fitter, just being well enough to even receive that more aggressive chemotherapy regimen.
You said that he tolerated the surgery pretty well, but if he had presented, let's say, with metastatic disease, so before he had the surgery, would he have been a candidate for more aggressive systemic therapy than gemcitabine alone?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when patients have metastatic disease, they're more likely to have sort of the constitutional symptoms that go along with more advanced disease, the cachexia, the inanition, anorexia, weight loss, and things like that. You know, I have used FOLFIRINOX for folks up to maybe their early 80s if they're just in really good shape overall. The original French trial for FOLFIRINOX really capped the upper age limit at 75. And when you hear the term modified FOLFIRINOX, that means different things to different people. Most of us in this day and age eliminate the 5-FU bolus from FOLFIRINOX. A lot of my colleagues actually empirically dose reduce the irinotecan as well. So I think different folks have different practice styles in terms of their comfort level, in terms of using full doses or modifications. The gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel regimen is a little bit more generalizable. You know, in the original MPACT study, patients up into their mid-80s were treated. They included some folks with a Karnofsky performance status all the way down to 70. So you can probably cast a little bit of a wider net in terms of patients in whom you can try combination therapy with gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel.